Hello, just back from Emerald Park for Norwich City's first pre-season friendly of the summer, their Premier League campaign, and it was wet, and it finished Goulston nil, Norwich City 7, as I'm sure you are aware. Obviously, it's virtually impossible to read anything into these games, but I thought, some people probably want to, and hell, I probably want to have a go. So let's have a go. Norwich played two completely different sides for the two halves. Most of the new signings got a run out. And what do we got? Grant Holt. He can still score goals, at least against Goulston. He did take the penalty that City got. He also scored in the first half, just after 6 minutes. So you'd assume Grant will be carrying on penalty duties next season. Bradley Johnson played the second half. He is a big unit. There is a lot of him. Both him and Richie Delatt, who played at centre back in the first half, they are solid. It will take something to push those two off the ball. Johnson clearly has a shot on him. Likes to have a go from range, and indeed scored after just 4 minutes of coming on from distance. So and another one just flew narrowly over. So I expect we'll see a few of those next season. Elliot Bennett looked lively when he came on. He's got a lovely bit of pace. He's lovely on the ball, and a few delicious crosses were lovely to see. A few injuries have obviously cleared up since last season. Leon Barnett played the second half, as did Aaron Wilbraham, who came on, and Chris Martin started the first half. All three looked in fine fitness, which is the main thing. They did all look pretty sharp, actually, for a first game, even given the opposition. They all looked sharp enough, and no one picked up any knocks that were obvious during the game either, which is obviously key. Goulston worked as hard as they possibly could, with minimal reward, it has to be said, but you couldn't fault the amount they tried and pressed and they gave everything that they could for that, but it was really about Norwich controlling the ball, controlling the tempo, and pretty much playing in the opposition's half from probably about 30 seconds in for the remaining 89, 93 minutes. And I think that's pretty much it. Tom Adeyemi, he's filled out a lot since the last time I saw him play. He's obviously been working on his physical shape. Whether that's enough for him to be in contention next season, we'll have to see. There was no Cody McDonald or Ollie Johnson, who I think are going to have a job on to be involved. I would imagine that could be a case of them looking elsewhere. Stephen Hughes and Stephen Smith both were not involved either. I would be surprised if they were still here come the start of next season. Same with Owen Tudor Jones, who we didn't get to see. Simon Lappin, apparently his wife gave birth, so he is celebrating being a dad. Good on him. That's why he wasn't involved. Adam Drury had a slight knock to his knee, apparently, but he will be travelling to Germany, as will Anthony Pilkington, who is still recovering from his ankle operation. I think that is pretty much that. And the usual suspects, well, they all looked as good as they have done over the last 2 seasons or so. David Fox and Corey Smith with a lot of energy. Worked really hard, Corey, actually. Wes, obviously, is always a pleasure to watch. And the likes of Holt and Ward and Whitbread, Russell Martin, Ruddy, all tip-top shape. So they go to Germany tomorrow, which is Sunday. They are there for a week for a training camp. They play a couple of friendlies, and then they come back, and it's Crystal Palace, Southend, and Coventry. What a trio of games that is. Of course, when they come back from that trip is pretty much where the pre-season fun and games really begin. But until then, that's what we've got.